For the rest of the hour, making hydrogen. Now, we've heard about making hydrogen, but this is really a new, interesting way to do it. And, you know, maybe you've done that experiment where you put two wires in a glass of water, hook them up to a battery. You see a little bit of bubbles appearing on each electrode there, and that's called electrolysis. And though it's a convenient way to produce hydrogen, it's really not very efficient because you need electricity there to make hydrogen, so you're not getting much of a gain here. Well, writing in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a team of researchers at Penn State, the team reports that they have found a way to make a kind of biological fuel cell. That's involving a catalyst, some bacteria, a few electrodes, a bit of electricity. And they can break down biological products, stuff that you eat for lunch and you leave behind, or the stuff that's found in the garbage or in trees or whatever, what else, and release hydrogen. And it's really not fermenting the material to make ethanol or some other biofuel. It's essentially another form of that good old electrolysis experiment that we all just tried. Joining me to talk about it is Bruce Logan. He's the CAPE Professor of Environmental Engineering in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Penn State University and is Director of the Hydrogen Energy Center here. He joins us by phone from his office. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks very much.
We have on our website a little diagram, a little cartoon that shows how this works, but give me a little process that's involved here. What's going on?
Well, actually, it works like life works. We all eat food. And that means that we break it down into electrons, and then when we breathe, those electrons go to oxygen. The bacteria that are actually producing the electrons that are making the hydrogen. We grow bacteria in one side of essentially a fuel cell-like device, or really an electrolyzer-type device. The bacteria eat something that's biodegradable. They release the electrons to the electrode. Those go through the circuit. And then they combine with some protons, two electrons, two protons, you've got hydrogen. Now, they can't do that all by themselves. So what we do is they create a little bit of voltage, and we actually boost that voltage just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then hydrogen gas just bubbles off the cathode electrode.
Now, I've read that you can make hydrogen this way at efficiencies of like 90%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's based on the energy and the electricity that you add, the energy that's in the substrate that you add, and then the hydrogen you recover. Because you're not creating that hydrogen from nothing. Really, the bacteria have done all the hard work. They've broken down that organic matter into protons and electrons, and all we're doing is coaxing them back together as hydrogen.
Hmm. So you're really not, as I say, fermenting it like you're making alcohol. You're just having the bacteria do the work. Push off a few electrons, you give them a little jolt with electricity, and not very much. It's like half a volt, right, of electricity.
Yeah, it can even be less. It can be down to about 0.114 volts.
And they get, they move into high gear, and they make more of these electrons. So they're in a fuel cell, right?
Yeah, it's what we did is we took a device which is called a microbial fuel cell, and the bacteria are happily making electricity in this fuel cell, and we took away the oxygen that makes the fuel cell part work,
right?
And then we just added in this little electricity. So the bacteria don't know whether they're making electricity or hydrogen. They're just eating and degrading organic matter and growing new bacteria.
Wow. 1-800-989-8255. So they're actually increasing their bacterial colony and giving you a source to put more food in there.
Well, that's right. They get a little bit of energy, and, frankly, we get a lot of energy. But our energy comes because we don't have to, you know, put all this energy into, say, split water. Splitting water is a hard thing. It's a completely uphill reaction. Breaking down organic matter is mostly downhill.
Now, this sounds like something I could have in my backyard in my composting pile. Instead of throwing my garbage into the pile, I could take a banana or two, right?
All right.
Stick it in a fuel cell with the bacteria in there.
That's right.
And you get enough of these fuel cells together, now we're cooking.
Well, yeah, it's not exactly the Back to the Future, Mr. Fusion kind of thing that's going to power cars, but it really is not that complicated of a process. Anybody that has a little science experiment, where, as you said, stick two electrodes in water, you could pretty much do the same thing here. I wouldn't be going and making a whole lot of hydrogen in your backyard if I were you.
That's a little dangerous.
Attention.
I've seen that footage. But in seriousness, how practical might this be for actually creating enough hydrogen to be used in fuel cells around the country to take up a meaningful load?
Well, let me put it in the broadest terms. You know, it's been calculated that to make enough hydrogen to fuel our whole fleet of cars, we'd have to double electricity production, which is a pretty unreasonable task. But if this process, which we think can be scaled up, could be used to make hydrogen, it takes roughly a tenth of that energy. So we're only talking about 10% of the electricity we make in the country to run this. And 5% of our electricity is currently used for our water infrastructure. So, you know, if we could just save some of that electricity by not having to treat wastewater, that is, get energy out of wastewater, and then start to use some of the billions of tons of residual biomass for this, it could be a substantial way to produce hydrogen and power.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Bruce Logan, director of the Hydrogen Energy Center, the Cappy Professor of Environmental Engineering at Penn State University, on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. We've got folks thinking ahead about this. Let's go to Kevin in Long Island. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there.
Quick question for you. Very interesting concept. Can this system be set up so that it's a completely closed loop in that the energy, the voltage that was referred to, can be derived from solar power, thereby making a totally efficient system?
Absolutely. You know, you could use wind power, you could use solar power. It's also possible to use some of the hydrogen you make in the process in, say, a fuel cell to provide that electricity as well. You would still have a net amount of hydrogen produced because you're really producing that hydrogen from the organic matter, using the energy that's tied up in the organic matter. It's not a perpetual motion machine.
Right. But you could keep producing hydrogen that you could ship it to some other place, right?
And that's the idea. Yeah, that's the benefit of, say, producing hydrogen with this kind of technology versus strictly a microbial fuel cell, which would produce electricity.
Now, how much has anybody shown any interest in commercializing this yet?
Well, I've been getting lots of calls. Until this paper came out in PNAS, I think that people really didn't know this was possible. Mm-hmm. And what we've shown is it's not only possible, but the energy recoveries and techniques needed to do this are within our grasp. So I would hope that some companies will take the big plunge and start to really aggressively work in this area.
Now, can you use as a fuel source, can you use any organic material that bacteria like to eat, grass clippings, anything that you'd be throwing out?
In theory, sure. I mean, anything that they want to eat, they're going to get energy from, and anything that they get energy from should leave enough energy for us to get energy from.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hey, well, it's just a question of how much energy there is and what they're eating to start with.
Do they also put off heat as they're chewing away there?
Absolutely. There's energy losses in the system, and that ends up as heat.
So you can siphon off the heat also as a byproduct?
Any bacterial process really produces heat to the extent that you can make use of that. I don't know. I think you want to use some of that to keep them warm, particularly if it's a cold day in State College.
Let's go to Warner in Akron, Ohio. Hi, Warner.
Hi, how are you?
You excited by this?
Oh, yes. And the other thing that I wondered if he had any information on was the salt water issue that I think it came out of Carnegie Mellon or Pitt, where they were using vibrations to separate hydrogen in salt water. And part two of my question, and I think he's been answering that, I missed part of the conversation, was what the 90% efficiency figure actually means.
Okay.
Yeah, the first part is I've heard about that work. I don't know the technical details in terms of energy input versus hydrogen output. My feeling is that if you're using water as a starting material, you're limited by the amount of energy it takes to split water. That's just thermodynamics. So I'd be surprised if it could really, in the end, do anything better than water electrolysis. Mm-hmm. To answer your second question, that was...
90%.
Oh, okay. That is the energy efficiency based on, say, energy in the electricity, kilojoules, and then the combustion energy of what you start with, in this case, acetic acid, and the combustion energy and the hydrogen you end up with. So these are combustion energies, assuming that, you know, we'd be burning things like ethanol or hydrogen or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And these are common, ordinary bacteria.
Yeah, we just get them from nature. We don't have we don't really pre-select them other than to put them in one of these devices and give them the right conditions to grow.
Could you actually engineer better bacteria to be even more efficient?
Well, I'm sure we could. Whether we could keep them out-competing other bacteria, I don't know. But I'm sure that we could modify them, select, and so forth to get more efficient bacteria, what we want, get more of the energy in our system and less energy for them.
All right. Well, that's very promising. This is very interesting. Let's keep an eye out for you.
Okay.
See who see about your phone ringing today.
Well, we'll see if people start talking more about hydrogen. And you know, I have nothing against ethanol. I think that we need a lot of options. But hopefully, this will get people thinking about hydrogen some more.
Thanks for coming on the program, Bruce.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bruce Logan is the Cappy Professor of Environmental Engineering in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Penn State University, and director of the Hydrogen Energy Center there. If you want to learn more about this, you can surf over to our website at Science Friday, and also Science Friday's Kids Connection. Older copies of a curriculum we make there. We're also podcasting and blogging and looking at videos that you're sending us, and also we have new videos up there this week.